Sports.
1360 KHNC would like to remind you to not let your child ride in the back window while driving like our parents did. This has been a public service announcement by KHNC.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies,
AARP
KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network. I'm Teresa Taylor. The number of people hospitalized for treatment of COVID-19 in Colorado continues to decline. As of Tuesday, there were 1,086 COVID patients in hospitals statewide. That number and the weekly moving average have both dropped for the last few weeks, but are still higher than the state's initial peaks back in April. 1,776 new cases were reported on Tuesday. America's first case of the more contagious strain of COVID-19 has been found here in Colorado. Jim Williams has the details.
A 20-year-old man who's isolating in Elbert County is the patient. Contact tracing is being done to track just how he became infected. Colorado Politics confirmed late last night with the county public health director that Elbert now has a second suspected case of the new strain, too. Both people have been working in Elbert County, but they don't live there. The mutation was first identified in the United Kingdom, but it's now spread to several countries. The state says, however, the first person known to have it here in the U.S. has no history of travel to Europe. There are no signs that the new strain called B.1.1.7 makes anyone sicker, but it is said to be significantly more contagious than regular COVID-19, and no one really knows why just yet. Doctors insist there's no need to panic, but they do want everyone to realize that even with vaccines starting to arrive, the battle against COVID is far from over. I'm Jim Williams.
A Colorado program to provide relief to businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic is expected to kick off next month. The program was created by House Bill 1006 during the legislature's 2020 regular session and then modified to make it more attractive to lenders during last month's special session. The Climber Loan Fund program will offer $250 million in loans for small businesses that employ between 5 and 100 employees. CU Buff football was playing its first bowl game since 2016 in the Alamo Bowl at San Antonio last night, up against their old Big 12 rivals, the Texas Longhorns. But CU just could not keep up. The final score, Texas 55, Colorado 23. CU wraps up the shortened 2020 season with 4 wins and 2 losses. I'm Teresa Taylor.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find out what you're looking for today.
Are you planning for retirement? When planning for retirement, it's important to include a plan for when it's time to stop driving. When you choose to use public or nonprofit transit services as part of your retirement plan, you are offered senior discounts and are choosing a safe, comfortable alternative to driving, utilizing trustworthy providers. For a list of public and nonprofit transit providers in Colorado, and to learn when it's time to stop driving, visit olderwiser.org. olderwiser.org.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Are you paying too much for your home, life, or auto insurance? It only takes 10 minutes to find out. Hi, this is Kevin Voles with Badger Insurance Advisors. Choosing insurance plans can be difficult. That's why I make it easy. I'll make the calls, compare the plans and prices, and find you the insurance plan that fits your needs. Best of all, my help is at no cost to you. Call me today at 303-359-1799 or visit BadgerInsuranceAdvisors.com. Let me find the right insurance for you.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? we can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined, in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
Seems a little crazy. But someday
I'll prove
there's a big conspiracy.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Open Forum Wednesday here on KHNC. This is Brain Cleavage, and I'm your host, Kara. I have a special treat for us all today. I've got a very special couple in the studio with me today, and I hope that you guys will enjoy as much as I will learning more about them. Now, one of them is Thomas Curry from the Thomas Curry Law Office, who specializes in estate planning and is one of my sponsors. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Kara. Good to be here.
Thank you. Good to have you. And the other special guest is Thomas's lovely wife, Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya. And she is the owner of Northern Colorado Music Academy?
The official title is Front Range Academy of Music.
I got it wrong last night, too, when I was trying to look it up and find out more about it. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
So thank you, Maria.
Sure.
The Front Range Music Academy.
That's right, and good morning, everyone, and it's truly a pleasure for me to be here.
It's our pleasure, Maria. Thank you. In fact, I've got something special I want to share with the listeners about you, Maria, mm-hmm. since you are a doctor of the musical arts and you run a music academy. Jack, would you roll that for us for a moment? Thank you, Jack. That's great. Now, you looked a little confused at first. You're like, well, when was that? Well, that was when you were working on your master's in Houston,
right? Yeah, I recognize
right?
this recording now. I think it was a master class at the University of Houston. I was playing one of the Rachmaninoff preludes. And and that was actually a pretty impressive performance, and I worked with a very good teacher on it.
Uh-huh.
So thank you for bringing it. You probably got it from YouTube?
I looked it up because I did some reading about you, and I realized from reading about you that you are kind of an expert on Rachmaninoff. So I looked up you and Rachmaninoff, and that popped up.
Oh, really?
And I loved it. It was wonderful. So.
Well, Rachmaninoff is my favorite composer, and obviously it's because I'm from Russia, I really love Russian music, and I've done a lot of Russian music here in the U.S. because I think the American people mostly appreciate hearing it from a Russian native and hear our perspective. And so I was never restricted in playing Russian music in the United States. So and I did.
That's great. Were you restricted in playing music while you were in Russia?
Not at all. Not at all. It's just when you are in Russia, you know, you do things that are not just about the country. You know, I felt the urge of doing a lot of Russian stuff actually here in the U.S., partly because I started missing my country a lot and just realizing, hey, I now know what it means to be Russian, you know, because when you live in the country, it's kind of you take it for granted and you are just like everyone else, right? And when you come to a foreign environment, you see all the differences and you start missing and also reevaluating what was great about your country, what was probably not so great. And in my case, I've always been a fan of Russia and, of Russian culture, so I started missing it greatly.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You get some perspective, right, when you travel, especially if you then live in another country.
Right.
And so I want to use that as a segue, Maria, to what I want to focus on here for a little while, and that is you and Thomas and the mixture of your cultures and what it's been like for you guys to, you know, bring those two together. Thomas, you also are a musician, and do you teach trumpet at the academy as well?
Yes, I do teach trumpet. I am nowhere near Maria's level. I'd like to clarify my primary bread and butter is the estate planning lawyer, but I do love music, and I'm so pleased to have found a match who is very much steeped in that world as well.
Yeah. Well, so not to interrupt what you were trying to say, and we can certainly have you come back to that, but I'd like to just ask you how you guys met, because, you know, this is kind of unique. Not too often do you meet a couple. One is from the U.S., one is from Russia originally.
Well, there's two ways to do this. Either I can say it and then Maria can fact check me, or you can just hear it straight from the correct source.
I'm kind of keyed into Maria right
now.
I'd like to hear Maria take that first.
I was in my last doctoral year of finishing my Doctor of Musical Arts at University of Colorado here in Boulder. And normally I would spend my summer breaks at home, you know, with my family. But this summer, last summer before my final year, I decided to came a little earlier because I was planning to finish my degree and actually go back home. And I knew that that last year of doctoral degree will be extremely busy for me, so I didn't expect meeting guys or getting married or getting engaged, you know. So I talked to my mom and said, I'll go, earlier there for the summer break because I spent most of my breaks in Russia. You know, I barely hiked anything. It's so beautiful there. And during the school year, I don't have any time. So I'll come this year earlier so that I can have time to have fun. And I went to the Shakespeare Festival, you know, Colorado Shakespeare Festival on campus. I'm a theater fan, and I've done a lot of theater back home. But in America, I never had time for anything like this. So I thought, this is my chance. I just want to go hear Shakespeare. And I volunteered for one of the plays, and Thomas was there in the same role. And that's how we met, in a room where we were given instructions how to give people the programs, how to greet people and all that. And I realized that I saw that guy someplace, you know, because when I walked into the room, I saw that he paid attention to me, you know, and he looked familiar. And when we greeted each other, I told him, hey, it looks like I do know you somehow, which he tells that brought him a lot of relief because he was immediately interested and he was kind of relieved to hear that this girl actually knows me somehow.
Ah, so there was some mutual attraction that was established right away. Okay, now we'll let Thomas say some things about that when we come back from this break, Maria. That's an interesting story. And we're going to learn more about this couple when we get back from the break. Stay with us.
My name is Dwayne Brothwell. Listen to my show, Mystery Babylon, every Sunday, 11 a.m. I will show you how the birth certificate image of the beast binds you to Babylon the bank for the debt money we use to buy and sell with. That's every Sunday, 11 a.m.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya, co-owner of Front Range Academy of Music, or FRAM for short. I have over 20 years' experience studying, performing, and teaching piano in Russia and the U.S., We offer lessons in piano, trumpet, and clarinet, as well as group lessons in music theory and history. To learn more, please visit our website, www.fr-am.com. Contact us to give your child the gift of music today.
Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699. Located at 1014 South College in Fort Collins, 970-484-1699.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. MaxCom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage. I'm talking today with Thomas Curry and Maria Kurchevskaya. And they are a couple who is mixed Russian and U.S., U.S. and American. I mean, American and Russian. And Maria was telling how they met at a Shakespeare festival while she was finishing her doctorate, right?
That's
correct. And that
correct.
Was, what, a couple, 3 years ago, somewhere in there?
Yeah, 3 years, because we've dated for about a year, and then we married 2 years as of now.
All right. So, Thomas, it sounds like you were trying to sweep this young woman off her feet.
Well, yes. I mean, I did notice her when she walked into the volunteer training room, and, you know, when she says, looks like I know you from somewhere, I'm, of course, thinking, this is too good to be true, you know. I already have an in. But yeah,
did you know her from before, or was that the first day you had seen her?
So we had seen each other a year before at a welcome back picnic for, I don't know if you're familiar with InterVarsity or your listeners know InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
Uh-huh.
So we were just did a welcome back to school picnic, and that's where we initially met, but, you know, two ships passing in the night until we re-met.
Were you already through with your jurisprudence education?
Yes. So okay. I was already done. I was already lawyered. But I still have several friends.
And you went to Hillsdale College?
For undergrad, correct.
Okay, all right.
Correct.
Yeah, and, you know, when that time, I just remembered how he looked. You know, he's a tall guy, and he was dressed up in his suit. So he stood out because all of the students, college students, were very much looking different. You know, I even thought that he was older than he was back then, you know. So he just stood out to me at first as the guy who looks very different from everyone, and he also came a little bit late. But I didn't know his name. I wasn't immediately attracted romantically. He just stood out to me. And when a year later I saw him in that volunteer room at the Shakespeare Festival, I just recognized him. Uh-huh. You know, the face seemed familiar. And I remembered the suit that he was wearing that I found it in his wardrobe, you know. And he said that he was that suit he wore very rarely. So
the two of you have a couple of very important things in common. Mm-hmm. Obviously, music is important to both of you, and your spirituality is important to both of you. Thomas, did you have any background or experience with people from Russia or the country of Russia before this time?
You know, what a great question. Not really. I mean, I had one Russian friend in college. We were more acquaintances, but, you know, didn't really give it much of a second thought. I mean, I'm a post-Cold War baby, so, you know, I came of age in the 90s and early 2000s when, you know, Russia was no longer communist. So I was taught that, you know, this is this great era of exciting possibilities where Russia is a free country now. So I wasn't necessarily as fearful or as skeptical as of Russia as perhaps people who are used to the Cold War mindset where the two countries were at each other's throats with knives, basically. Mm-hmm. So I was definitely open to learning more about her exciting culture. I knew of the great musical heritage in Russia, and that really intrigued me that she had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were open, not necessarily experienced.
Right, exactly.
And another question I have is, okay, you've already mentioned, Maria, that, you know, you thought, I will not have time to date or anything like that. I'm going to get my education, and then you're planning to go back to your homeland.
Yeah.
But in your heart of hearts, as a young woman, what were you actively praying about a husband at that point at all?
Oh, absolutely. I've always been, you know, focused on the music and my degrees, but I knew that that's not the only path that I'd like for my entire life, so I always wanted to be married, whether it's at home or, you know, God really brings people together independently from what we think, seriously. I never thought I would be married to an American. And when English was always my favorite subject at school, and I never thought that I would live in America and take advantage of that language here. And so I kind of see how God was leading me to where I am now and to whom I'm married now. But no way I could imagine any of that when I was even coming in the country. You know, I came primarily to study and actually to develop my English as well. Yeah, but, you know, I was open. Yes, I was going out with guys in Russia and was going out with guys in America. And it just happens that Thomas, you know, really took a hold of my heart eventually. Ah. And my family came at my graduation, you know, so they were there for my graduation and they've seen Thomas and his family, and they immediately liked him and the family, and I think that was a big blessing for me as well, that they were supporting us.
Thomas, what about you? In your heart of hearts, as you prayed for us, because I know you're both very spiritual people, so I imagine you were praying a long time as a young man, like, God, who do you have for me, and how did he surprise you or work, you know, according to what you had been praying for with regard to Maria?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, my prayer was for a faithful spouse, a God-fearing spouse. But, you know, even just like Jesus in the garden, take this cup from me, but not my will, but your will. You know, it's not God's will necessarily for everyone to get married, but I was actively praying for a spouse. And, you know, through several learning experiences and, you know, romantic failures on my part before I met Maria, you know, God had taught me through those experiences and equipped me to pursue a relationship with Maria once we finally did meet.
Yes, interesting. Now, I'm going to kind of take a hard left. I'm going to take a 180 turn here. Okay, so we've been romance, spiritual. Now I want to ask something more political. So, Maria, as you probably know, and we all know, there's been quite a history between the United States and Russia. We had many, many, many years of what they called a Cold War. You know, there was this love-hate relationship between Gorbachev and Reagan. you know, yeah. There was the tear down the wall moment. I mean, we've got a lot of history, right? And in going way back before that, the Bolshevik Revolution and the killing of the Tsar and his family. Sure. And I think that a lot of Americans have a lot of ideas about Russia that may or may not be so copacetic with maybe the way you feel about Russia. Mm-hmm. So my question is, what are some of the misconceptions that you have noticed that Americans have about Russia since you've become an American yourself?
You see, the Cold War seems to have such an impact here. You know, when I was growing back home in Russia, I can tell that I sensed unease towards Americans. Maybe I was too young to pick up on that, but I felt in the U.S. a lot more tension towards Russia because of that time and because of Soviet Union times, of course. You know, my conscious years were already when it was a free Russia, and now coming back, I don't see much of what people think here Russia was during Soviet Union, but I feel like Americans a little bit holding too close to those memories of the time that has passed, you know, and Russia that I know is certainly not as scary as most American people might be thinking. We're certainly not happy for the time of the Soviet Union in our country. It's probably a black page in our history, for sure, but certainly the people themselves and the culture is very rich, and people have tremendous souls there. So I love my country, and I love the people, and certainly I would probably want most Americans not to be afraid of modern Russia the way they were always taught. You know, I feel like people here were taught to be afraid of Russia, and that brought a lot of tension between the two countries. But I haven't felt that at home towards America. You know, I only started picking up here in the U.S., mostly from American people's thinking you know, things about the Soviet Union that are not there anymore.
I like what you have to say about that, because there is a difference between the Soviet Union and Russia. I mean, Russia existed a long time before the Soviet Union.
Right.
And that, you know, communist period of time and Lenin and Stalin and all of that, that was a dark time in your country, but it was dark for all of your people as well.
Of course, they were
victims.
Exactly, yeah, because that's a big difference. And I think we were just discussing this with Thomas, you know, that some people here associate Soviet Union, they don't distinguish between the government and the people. And I think going back to Solzhenitsyn, that was his problem too, that don't mix these two categories. They're not the same. You can have an oppressive government and not like it and not being able, free to do anything about it because, you know, your life can be taken, you know, it's serious things.
Right.
So that's why, yeah, I definitely, in my mind, the government and the people are two different things.
Do you really feel that Russia is a place based on freedom now?
Yeah, for me, for sure. Maybe because I was, you know, I was born 1988, so I didn't really taste any of the Soviet Union times, you know, and from my parents, I didn't hear much about it. I don't feel that I'm restricted in Russia in any way. I don't feel like there is no freedom there. I don't feel this way.
I have to be just transparent about what I think also, just because this is a conversation. And then I would love to hear what Thomas would say as well. And this is very enlightening to meet you and hear you speak about this because just we all have misconceptions and we all have perception. And it's based on what we know and what we don't know. But for myself, I certainly know that Russia has a rich history, a beautiful history, very spiritual background.
Absolutely.
And then I, you know, understand that in 1917, there were basically, you know, two revolutions.
Exactly.
And then the October Surprise and all of that happened. And then, you know, I was pretty young child and a kid growing up and coming of age during the Cold War. And it was just beat into us that we can't trust the Russians. And they said the Russians, not the Soviets, I think, you know, but we thought of them the same. And that really did take hold in a lot of our minds and hearts. And so I do realize that I've had a mistrust of the whole, you know, region, area, whatever you want to call them, Russia, Soviet, and that I had a cynicism about, well, can I really trust now that they say that they're no longer USSR? Can I really trust that? And I think it's okay to have questions and to want to verify, but it helps to hear from someone like yourself who's actually lived there and seen it. And maybe some of those stereotypes do need to come down. And they were really exploited during the 2016 presidential election as well by the Democrats saying, oh, Russia's trying to throw our election. And they were playing on the distrust from the past, I think.
Right.
So now, as another American who's very closely related to a Russian, Thomas, what would you say about all that?
Yeah, well, hey, why are you putting me in the middle of this?
Oh, I'm not.
No, I mean, I think, yeah, by and large, my impression is if you're just an average Joe or Jane in Russia, yeah, it's not the Soviet times are not oppressed, which, frankly, I'm not sure you can say that about America anymore when it comes to freedom of speech type issues. Thank God we still have the First Amendment and, you know, we can still litigate things in court. But in some ways, Russia is more free than the United States today. However, as we also know, and I think even Maria and most Russians would admit this, Putin has been there too long. And there are issues with, you know, not having this track record that we have in the United States of a peaceful transition of power from one leader to the next and believing that your vote actually makes a difference to put in a leader that you think is right for that moment in time. So that's kind of my take.
Yeah,
overall.
And no, I didn't mean to put you in the middle. I think you have a valid input on it. So, Maria, to just play the devil's advocate, is it true that people, young people, really have a path, unencumbered path to freedom and success in Russia today?
Well, when I was a young person there, I certainly felt so. Right now, I've been in America for about 7 years now, so it's hard for me to judge for those 7 years that I haven't been, you know, there. But yeah, as I said, I never felt that I don't have that. And also, you know, talking about Putin, you know, Russia is strongly Orthodox in their mindset. It's been the religion there for most of its history. So, and, you know, they view the ruler as God's a person anointed, yeah, and there is certain obedience to who the ruler is, you know, because God can put people in place for the government, and God can take them away too. So there is certain image of the ruler as the father, you know. When there was Tsarist Russia, you know, they really called a Tsar a father, mm-hmm. you know, because the whole image was that this father or the ruler will take care of the country and will be acting in its best interests. Mm-hmm. So this is their idealistic view of who the governor would be. Mm-hmm. Well, whether it comes out to be true or not, that's a different topic. But I'm just saying definitely Orthodoxy teaches that to respect the person in the government.
Very interesting point. Thank you for pointing that out, sure. bringing that up. Mm-hmm. Wow, this is really interesting. I'm looking forward to more of the discussion with Thomas Curry and his wife, Maria Kurchevskaya, when we come back from the break here on Brain Cleavage today on 1360 AM KHNC. Don't go away.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Hi, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening to me every weekday from 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies. Hey, do you own a business in northern Colorado or surrounding areas? Are you looking to reach a conservative, loyal audience which could grow your business? Well, take my advice and contact my friends at KHNC. KHNC has a rapidly growing, conservative, family-based audience, and you can speak directly to them. Now, if you're looking for the type of customers or clients that believe in the principles that our great country was founded upon, just contact my friends at KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, and learn how you can be heard right on the air. Just call 970-587-5003 or email ontheair@1360khnc.com. That's 970-587-5003 or email ontheair@1360khnc.com. Take it from me, Brian Kilmeade. You can showcase your business to the folks that are helping to take our country back.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hello, I'm attorney Thomas Curry. My firm focuses on providing affordable, personalized estate planning for couples and individuals regardless of age or circumstance. When we first meet, we will identify what is important to you and your family, then discuss what legal tools could be a good match for your situation. Please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule your free consultation. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me, yeah. Think, let your mind go, let yourself be free. Oh, freedom.
Well, welcome back to Brain Cleavage. I'm Kara, your host, and I'm talking with a very interesting couple today in the studio. They live here in northern Colorado. We're so lucky to have them. We have Thomas Curry, who is an attorney at law and specializes in estate planning, and his lovely wife, Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya. I can't say it perfectly, but Kurchevskaya. That's my best.
Great.
Did I get it good enough? Thank you, Maria. And Maria owns a music academy here in Northern Colorado as well. So we're learning a little bit about them as a couple. It's such an interesting combination of people. I've met a lot of couples that are international, but I have not met a lot of couples that are American and Russian who have come together. So this is really interesting. And you guys brought out some really interesting things before the break. Thomas, you said that, you know, maybe Russia may not seem like it's totally there yet to some Americans, but it's really on its way, and they have some, you know, you need time. You need time when you've moved away from, you know, basically a dictatorship, a communist dictatorship for many years, and then you're bringing it out of that. It takes time to completely evolve. That was a good point. And then Maria also pointed out that their spiritual background and history in Russia is the Orthodox Church, and that the Orthodox people are very much of the belief that God is the one who puts authority in place, and that if somebody is an authority in the secular realm, then those who believe in God should respect that person as well. I think there's a lot of people in the United States who are Christian who feel that way, and they think you shouldn't question authority a lot of times. And then there's these arguments and discussions that come up about that. Well, you know, what I'm getting from the discussion is there's lots of similarities between both countries, and there's lots of things that we all in both countries could probably benefit from challenging ourselves on, because we have neither one is perfect, and we've got some challenges now in the U.S. Some of it came from Russia, not to point finger badly at Russia, but there was a gentleman named Yuri Brozbaninov or something. I don't have his last name completely right, but he was a KGB defector, and he talked in the 80s about how that at that time it was the Soviets were trying to infiltrate the United States, and they were trying to destabilize our nation and demoralize it. And he talked about the four stages of subversion. And you know what? We're already through all of those. So a lot of the negatives about the Soviet communists that unfortunately infected Russia and did so much damage there and hurt so many people has been enacted on the United States as well. And we're now suffering from that and hopefully seeing it, wanting to wake up from it and saying, shouldn't we be saying, well, wait a minute, what can we do about this? We have to recognize the evil that's within, right?
Right. Yeah. No, and if we want to find a point of agreement here, we can just, I think, agree to blame the German-speaking countries for giving us Marx and Engels.
Yeah, because Thomas is right, you know, because as you think that Russia was trying to put it on America here, you know, so Russia thinks that the whole Soviet thing came to us from abroad, you know, and to mostly destroy the Orthodox Church more than even Russia as a country.
And it was really, it is a spiritual battle. And all three of us sitting here are Christians.
It is.
It was not one person or one people. It was really the enemy of all of us, the enemy of our souls.
Yeah, and if you look back then, you know, Dostoevsky wrote the novel Bessie in Russian, so Demons in English, you know, so that was his take on what's happening in the country. And if you look what happened, you know, the church was completely driven out of the country or was underground, or a lot of priests were killed. So, yeah, and if you talk to Russians, to Russian people, you know, they wouldn't think that that grew out of the country, that it was brought from abroad. And certainly there are people, you'll find people who think it was Americans who did that to us.
Right.
And you know, it's a total opposite opinion here, that it's Russians who bring it to America, you see. So, yeah, but I think totally it's the German influence.
Right? Let's blame Germans. Now, how many of our listeners out there are Germans and are getting mad? Well, give us a call. We'll take your call. So I'd like to just get a little bit – this is really fascinating to talk about. So thank you. Thank you both for being so good-natured about it. Let's talk a little more about the Music Academy, because you've been the proprietor of that for now a couple years. And I'd like to ask a question that is kind of important to me. Two questions. One is, could you give us an example of a child that was really struggling with music and how you helped them to basically get past it by maybe a method that you use? Because I understand that you subscribe to the Anna Schmidt Shlovskaya.
Anna Schmidt Shlovskaya, yes.
Method. So maybe that would be one that would apply or something else. And then the other question is, do you have room for adults who want to enroll in your music academy?
Thank you for these questions. Absolutely. You know, we do teach any ages, and everyone is welcome at our academy. Talking about the method, Russia, you know, is prominent in piano technique and the attention to the sound. And for that to be developed at a very high level, you need to know how your body functions and know the healthy ways of playing piano, because a lot of times children are given wrong habits from early on, and some parents think that you don't have to take it seriously from the very early age, you know, that once the child matures, maybe the child can make decisions for a future career, like whether to continue with piano, and then, you know, we'll take it more seriously. Whereas Russia is all about giving the very serious beginning from the very start, regardless of whether in the future the child will take it professionally or choose to walk away and do something else, but at least the child will have a choice and a solid skill to take it further, if if that's the decision later. So this whole method of mine is just teaching piano with a very healthy approach to physicality of it.
So if a parent is really frustrated because they really want their child to learn music, maybe just because they think it's good to have an exposure to it, maybe it doesn't mean that they want them to do it lifelong, but they, you know, because that is important, or whatever, but a parent really wants that for their child, would you say, and a lot of kids have a bad experience because of that, because the parent, too much pressure, parents is kind of negative about it, maybe the child then is pushing back. Is that a situation that you have had a great deal of success in helping with?
Well, most children, you know, I can tell that, like, I struggled with students who don't want to do this, or parents are being too oppressive. I would say that the support of parents is very important, because a lot of children, it's hard, you know, if you take it seriously, it's a hard skill to acquire, and it, there's a lot of temptation to give up. But when you talk later on to adults who did exactly that thing when they were children, they regret it so much. And they regret that parents didn't support, you know, or even push them a little bit more in their childhood to persevere and still, you know, learn this skill. So that's why I always try to not only make it fun, but also give the understanding to both the parents and the child that it is a hard thing, you know, and it, you have to have a commitment, and you have to also understand it takes both, you know, work and support from parents, and fun comes when you learn it after a certain time that you spent on it. So like every long-lasting things in life, they take effort. And so the child needs to understand that it's not just fun, but it also requires work. And then the self, the achievement of these two things is a very rewarding thing at the end.
So you're able to help them balance that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, because from the very start, I don't try to make it just, you know, easy, fun-going thing. It has to be also a learning process that both parents and child should understand.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to talk some more with Maria about her music academy and Thomas about his law practice when we come back from these messages on Brain Cleavage. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation, a manufacturer of high-quality fiber optic RF video solutions. We support clients that are building video networks, whether a traditional cable operator, a broadcaster delivering signals to a cable provider, or large end users such as hospitals or universities building a campus video network. We also provide complimentary designs to confirm our customer requirements. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Are you ready for that kitchen remodel, bathroom update, or new granite countertops and backsplash? Colorado Kitchen and Bath offers all the products from the floor to the ceiling. Do you know they also have a separate in-house floor covering department? Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl plank, laminate, and more. This is truly your one-stop shopping experience, offering quality, service, and satisfaction since 1983, right here in northern Colorado. Colorado Kitchen and Bath proudly offers R.D. Henry cabinetry with multiple styles and finishes in their builder-grade, semi-custom, and custom cabinetry line. Call today for your appointment at 970-353-2890 or just click on ckbsales.com. That's 970-353-2890 or log on to ckbsales.com. R.D. Henry cabinetry from Colorado Kitchen and Bath. If you've been putting off that remodel, now's the time.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, everyone. This is Leah. Join me Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. for Leah Live, right here on 1360 KHNC. I'll look forward to it.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
Brain cleavage, and we are talking with attorney Thomas Curry and his wife, Dr. Maria Kuchevskaya, today, and we're talking about her music academy here in Northern Colorado. Tell us about what kinds of offerings you guys have at the academy. So what kinds of classes can people take?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kara. We offer enrollment throughout the year. So right now, people can enroll into piano lessons with me or trumpet lessons with Thomas. And the length of the lessons vary from an hour to 45 minutes to 30 minutes. And it could be once a week or twice a week. It's really, you know, an individual schedule that we can discuss with parents and what they want for their child. We also introduced the theory course and music theory and music history course over the past summer. And our goal to make it not just the summer occasion, but also do it on a monthly basis or maybe on a weekly basis as well. So because I believe that, playing an instrument is not just playing that particular instrument at all. A lot of it is connected to the music theory, the common language that unites most musical instruments, and, of course, the history of music, so that you develop a very well-rounded person in music, you know, not just a person who can play notes on a particular instrument. So we believe in that strength of the entirety of it, because growing up in Russia, you know, that's the system that brings so much result, you know, because I had all of the subjects early on in the music school, and then every step that I took further just had all of those subjects a little bit more advanced. So that's our goal, to expose the child from very early age to all of the entirety of who musicians should be. And it's just a work in progress right now with our school.
Mm-hmm. Where's the school located?
It's located in Berthet. Most of our students come to our place where we live. We hold our business at home, and we also, you know, can drive to the houses of our students. So it's, again, open. It depends on what's comfortable for everyone involved. We have a website, www.fr-am.com, where the parents and people can generally find the information about us, our biographies, how to contact us as well. And I can also give the phone number.
Let's go over the website once more. Mm-hmm. So it's the triple W, of course, and then fr-am.com.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then go ahead and give the phone.
And my phone number is 832-283-9792.
Again?
832-283-9792.
Okay.
And you can also call Thomas, because he's teaching trumpet, and Thomas's number is 970-232-5757.
His number's easier.
Yes.
So, Thomas, let's thank you, Maria. Sure. I would encourage people to reach out to you, especially if they're very serious about music, because mm-hmm. I think you give a very well-rounded curriculum and, mm-hmm. and experience for the students that you serve. So it sounds to me like, you know, the really serious music students mm-hmm. would do really well in your academy.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas, you obviously have the distinction of being involved with Music Academy, but also you're a full-fledged attorney, and you do
yes.
estate planning. And you've reached out quite a bit to our listeners about estate planning in the past. What would you like to say to them today?
Yes, well, I would love to address that, but I do want to circle back to your question earlier, Kara, mm-hmm. which was a good one about what students have you been able to help who maybe the parents were pushing them too much and they resented that.
My observation with Maria has been that because she gives students structure and takes it so seriously with the understanding that that is what will actually lead to fun and fulfillment in the future, that really commands respect from the students, even if they can't articulate it. I think kids really appreciate that kind of structure, and they appreciate that she takes it seriously and isn't, you know, just there winding away the time collecting their money while they, you know, sulk or whatnot.
Well, she's not a person who stands over them with a big fat ruler and hits them on the hands,
not.
Right?
No. Obviously she not. Cares for her students and at the same time treats it seriously and conveys that to them, how it's really such a deep part of her soul. And I think they pick up on that. Uh-huh. And that commands respect, not only from the parents, but from the students, too. But anyway, I'll get to your actual question, which is about the law firm. Yes, I do specialize in estate planning. I love working with people. You know, in law school, you have to think about, okay, what area of law do you want to specialize in? And for a while, I thought corporate law. And then I quickly realized that entails working in one of these big 17th Street law firms where you're doing these discovery motions until 2 a.m. and ultimately your client is a piece of paper, which is great. And it's important for us to make sure we have all the wonderful goods and services we have in this country. But, you know, I realize that I really love working with people. I love helping them solve their problems and think ahead so they can prevent their problems from arising. And that's what estate planning really does. Mm-hmm. It helps people, you know, make provision for their family as their final act of love when they pass away, and even before then, if they're disabled, communicates their wishes to their family. So that's what I really love about estate planning, and I'd love for any of your listeners to give me a call if that philosophy resonates with them.
Excellent. In terms of, I know we've talked about your pricing a little bit in the past, Thomas. You're very affordable. I know there's a range, but I feel that you charge a price that's really less than what a lot of people might expect to have to pay for getting the kind of help you provide. And I say that not to discount your services. I think that you're fair with people and that money should not be a reason for people to not call you. And then with regard to the music lessons, what do people pay generally for an hour of music lessons?
Yeah, I would say we're also very standard there, and the general lesson of music lesson that takes an hour costs around $60 across the state, mm-hmm. and even when I was in Texas, it was about the same standard. So after I finished my doctoral degree, I didn't really elevate my rate. So I would say that we are pretty affordable too when it comes to music lessons, mm-hmm. and yet we strive to give a very high quality education to our students. So yeah, it's $60 for an hour, and if it's a 45 minute lesson, it's $45, and a half hour lesson is $30. Sorry.
Uh-huh. 30 minutes for $30.
Yes,
a dollar
exactly.
A minute for that one. Okay. Sounds very reasonable to me. Mm-hmm. And also people can hire you and hire both of you.
Yes.
If they have a wedding or any kind of a event that they would like to have some good music in the background or as a performance.
Absolutely.
That's mm-hmm. exciting too. Mm-hmm. You guys are, you know, amazing people, and it's been a pleasure to have you. We'll talk for just a couple more minutes when we come back from this last break, and this will be our last break, so we'll see you all on the other side of the break here on Brain Cleavage. Don't go away.
Hi, folks. This is Terry V. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. to my new show, Terry's Views of the News. The show is about current politics. It's a hard-hitting, truth-seeking, conservative view show. So tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, folks. In today's world of turmoil and change, how do you prepare for the next crisis? With propaganda-filled airwaves, who do you trust for the straight scoop? Our company, PacmanUSA.com, is built on 60 years of experience, truth, and integrity. We offer hard-to-get items covering a wide range of needs, things not found in the local big-box store. Visit us at PacmanUSA.com. That's PacmanUSA.com.
The Patriot Trading Group is a different kind of gold and silver company, cleaning up the industry for 21 years. Are you tired of the high-pressured sales tactics, the constant phone calls? Are you done with the bait and switch? You just want to be treated fairly with honesty and respect? That's exactly what you get when you call 800-951-0592. You have my word on it. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. Check us out online at allamericangold.com.
Join us and don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM.
Alex is here, 1 o'clock, Monday through Friday, right here on the Roar of the Rockies.
Hey guys, this is Steve from Red Pill Truth, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. This show runs Saturdays at 3. We talk about the truths that the mainstream media won't tell you about until they have to. We'll see you Saturday at 3.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage. Wow, this time has just flown by today, as it usually does. I have an announcement to make today, and that is I just want to let everyone know that for the past year, I have been doing Brain Cleavage on Open Forum on Wednesdays, and it's been my initiation into live radio. It's been wonderful. Thank you all for listening and for participating, for calling, and especially my sponsors, Thomas and his wife, Maria, and Tom McGuire with MaxCom. And I want to let you all know that I've decided that I'm going to discontinue doing Brain Cleavage live on KHNC. I will continue to do it as a podcast, so you can find Brain Cleavage on podcast, and we'll endeavor to do a variety of interesting, thought-provoking topics on the podcast. But we'll be kind of pivoting and doing some new things in the new year. Who knows? Maybe KHNC will invite me back to do some other things. But I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you to everybody this past year. Thank you for all of your involvement and support. And we just know that there will be good things in the future for KHNC in 2021. Someone said it can't get worse. I don't know. I hate to think it could get worse in 2021, but we are going to survive no matter what. We're going to do it. We're going to make it work. So with the couple minutes we have left, I want to thank Thomas and Maria for being here today to tell us about what it's like to be a couple, each of you coming from completely different countries and backgrounds. I love your story. I love that you guys have so much in common. I love that you're here in Northern Colorado. Hopefully our listeners will reach out to both of you for your respective professional endeavors to support you and to learn and benefit from what you guys do. Would you have any parting comments for us today?
Well, Kara, we are so honored to be here today on your last live show of the year, last live show ever, at least for the foreseeable future. It's been a pleasure talking to you and having a relationship with you as a sponsor. We wish all of your listeners a very happy new year. And thank you for having us on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Thomas, and it was my pleasure to be here today. It's also my first radio show, so it was fun experience for me to try it out. And yeah, I'm very grateful, Kara, for your questions. I think you made this conversation very fun for us and interesting for the listeners as well. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Maria, you did great for your first time on live radio.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, you're a true performer, aren't you?
Oh, well, I guess so, yeah. Long-standing experience of being in public eye, that's true.
Anybody who can do piano performance in front of a big concert hall, mm-hmm. I mean, that seems to me like one of the most difficult things in the world to do. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know how you do that without making mistakes or getting flustered and nervous. I mean,
we all do. We just learn how to cover it. You know, that's a big skill of how not to expose it to the rest of the audience. Uh-huh. And it's a professional skill we as professional musicians always know how to do well, too.
Yes. And you, there are many other YouTube videos of you playing the piano. Mm-hmm. So everybody should look those up. Maria Kurchevskaya.
Thank you, Kara. Yeah, you're doing great with my last name.
It's Russian for Smith.
No, I'm also Maria Curry, so you have an option.
Well, if you're looking her up on YouTube, her last name is spelled K-U-R first, and then C-H-E-V-S-K-A-Y-A. So I would recommend it. I mean, I loved the Rachmaninoff is fantastic. I like Kuhlau. I don't know if he's anywhere on the same level, but he's one of my favorite composers too.
Oh, that's, you know, that's an interesting choice, you know, because not everyone would say so, as I love that composer as well.
Yeah,
so,
he's not well known, but and I think, how did he, you know, not get more attention? Because I love the things that he has written.
I know, I think he has enough attention among professionals, you know, and I guess it's a matter of taste, seriously.
Yeah, like wine, like a fine wine. We must have another wine tasting with some great music. So hopefully we'll put that out there on KHNC when another one is scheduled.
Yes, that's right. Without masks and spacing restrictions, God willing.
Yeah, right. Or if you have spacing, at least don't do the masks. Just do the spacing.
Right, yes. Right?
You know, if you can't spit farther than 6 feet, you don't need to have a mask on, right?
Right. Oh, indeed. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you guys, it's been really fun to have you. Thank you. And I pray that you guys have a blessed rest of your marriage. I'm thinking there's children in the future and lots of little piano players coming up and trumpet players. So.
That's right. We're hoping for it. Absolutely. Thank you, Kara.
Thank you, guys. Well, thank you, listeners, for being here with Brain Cleavage. And stay with us on KHNC. We've got a great 2021 coming for you.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
Hi, KHNC listeners. Jerry Axum, real estate agent with Sears Real Estate. Established in 1972, locally owned, and our office is in Greeley. Growing up in Greeley, I am very familiar with the community and surrounding towns. I'd like to talk to you about your real estate questions, needs, or wants. Jerry Axum, 970-576-1089. 576-1089 or jerry@searsrealestate.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Teresa Taylor. Colorado officials have identified the state's and possibly the country's first case involving a COVID-19 variant seen in the United Kingdom and some other countries in recent weeks. The variant was identified in a man in his 20s who is currently isolating in Elbert County. The man had no travel history, and public health officials have so far not identified any close contacts of his, though the investigation is ongoing. Initial research has shown that the variant is much more contagious, but not more severe. There are 1,086 patients currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in Colorado as of December 29th, and the 7-day moving average positivity rate increased to 6.29%. 328,408 people have tested positive this year for coronavirus in Colorado. 3,803 of those have died directly due to COVID-19. The city of Aspen declared a local disaster emergency Tuesday afternoon because of the ongoing gas outage. It gives the city manager the authority to shelter people who are vulnerable for several days, to access properties housing vulnerable individuals or properties, and to apply for disaster aid and assistance. Black Hills Energy is asking people without service to clear their meters and clear snow from the path to the meters in their homes. The outage was caused by vandalism discovered Saturday night on three gas line sites in Aspen and Pitkin County. A Colorado program.